Hi. So, something went terribly wrong with the recording. I can't fix it. If you get a couple minutes into this and you think, man, the audio quality sucks, I hope it gets better, it doesn't. So, fair warning. I'll fix it, and next week will be better. This week, it's a little rough. So, my bad. Fair warning.
This is Big Sean.
It's your boy T.I., man.
Hey, what's up? It's Jay-Z.
What's up, man? It's your homeboy T-Pain.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's a little homie Blinds, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
It's your boy Wiz Khalifa, man.
You know who it is. It's B.O.B.
Hey, yo, this is Eminem.
This is your boy Gucci, man, LaFleur.
Kid 50 Cent.
Hey, what up? It's your boy Darrell Music.
What up, y'all? This is J. Cole.
Yeah, yeah, what's going on? It's Fat Joe.
Yo, this is your boy Weezy.
Yo, what's up? This is Dr. Dre.
Yo, this is Usher.
It's your boy Drizzy Drake.
Yo, check it out. This is your boy P. Diddy.
You are listening to WFOD, friend to the hip-hop community.
That did not sound right.
Mr. Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
People let me tell you about my best friend.
Also joining us, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, Coach T, Travi P Pants. Mr. Travis Hulse is here, everyone. Travis,
hey,
Hulse.
What up? It's your boy Jaguar Impressive.
I forgot one, Travis. I'm sorry. Right. Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Travis, we have one hell of a program going on tonight. So much going on in the world that we need to talk about. Travis, something regrettable happened the other day. I watched a movie that I kind of want to talk about. Is it okay if we talk
that
about
can
a movie?
Be, yeah, that nowadays that can be a regrettable event. So please illuminate.
Did you watch it at your home or abroad, or did you actually like go to the theater?
No, I watched it at home. It's a Disney Plus film.
Okay, was it Jungle Cruise?
No. I saw Jungle Cruise. It was okay. It's fine.
Yes.
Like when it was over, I said, it's fine. You know. Travis, I do feel like something's kind of maintained its popularity despite us forgetting about it. I figure we might as well do it, Travis, because the people, they keep bringing it up. If I watched a movie, I feel like we need to tell people.
Have a horse in it.
Travis,
I watched Home Sweet Home Alone.
Which is old Pete Holmes.
Pete Holmes is in it, Travis.
So let me guess. You wish you had that hour and a half of that drop back in your life.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
But the people, they want to know whether it had a horse in it or not. And it didn't. There was no horse.
You sure? You might have to rewatch.
I would never watch that movie again.
So are you saying that this is not the beginning of a new Home Alone franchise?
Travis, now, I didn't know this was an important part of the original two Home Alone movies. Let me throw something at you here for a second.
Was there at least a Macaulay Culkin cameo?
No, he was referenced.
Yeah,
they got a Buzz to come back. By the way,
I didn't see that. That was in the trailer.
I'm going to spoil this movie, guys, because if I can encourage you to not watch it, I'm really doing you a
service. Spoil the shit out of
it. It's awful, Travis. This movie sucks. So
I'm gonna have to. The kids are excited.
But so this is like a half star, or
no? This
we have a rule in this house that we do not watch Christmas movies until after Thanksgiving.
Attaboy, as you should.
Now, Travis, the Wet Bandits, they were bad guys. They were pieces of shit. They didn't really give them a whole lot of backstory. But like, what you knew about the Wet Bandits is they sucked.
They're garbage. They're criminals.
Yeah, they're obviously criminals. And they're bad criminals too. They go and steal stuff from people, and then they leave their sink on to flood them just to be dicks. Mm-hmm. And that's all we know about it. And so it's okay that we then set them on fire. Fine. All we know about them is the Wet Bandits are bad guys.
Yeah, drop a piano on them if you want. It doesn't matter.
So, Travis, let me pitch something to you. We make Home Alone, and we try to find that magic, but we don't really do much with any of the characters we're supposed to be rooting for. We don't really flush those characters out at all. What we're going to do is we're going to spend like 45 minutes of the movie flushing out why the bandits are down on their luck.
So no, look what you did, you little jerk.
So this is a mistake that a lot of movies make when they get to their later installments. I know people have complained about knowing too much about Michael Myers or knowing too much about Jason. Like, we just want these people to be unstoppable killers. And when we know too much about them, it changes things. So I feel like knowing the bandits, it changes things. The dynamic is not the same.
So what they did, first of all, Travis, you're gonna love this. They got the two probably like most likable two characters in
the whole movie
film today. Rob Delaney and Ellie Kemper are the bandits. Travis.
Rob Delaney. That's
He was the guy with the mustache in Deadpool that wore the fanny pack.
Oh, yeah.
He's that character in this too. Yeah. And Ellie Kemper is Ellie Kemper. And then they're
bad guys?
Let's set them on fire.
Ellie Kemper can't be a bad guy.
Rob Delaney is like dickhead rich brother.
Always face, never heel.
He comes and like throws snowballs and hits him in the face.
So these people are made to be sympathetic characters, and then we're supposed to cheer that the kid, like...
Right, yeah. No, not only are they made to be sympathetic characters, but, like, they spend most of the movie building the sympathy for them, and, like, they are constantly losing. They're in a rough spot, Travis. They're going to lose their house, and the guy finds out that, like, he has, like, a shitty doll collection, and he finds out that one of his dolls is worth a lot, but then he thinks this kid stole it. So he's going to lose his house. He was fired from his job. And then he's like, I got to get this doll back. But then we got to set him on fire, Travis. It's awful.
Once again,
this sounds like the plot of Fun with Dick and Jane, starring Jim Carrey and Taya Leone. But then if at the end of the movie, we just started sticking tacks in their feet.
So the Kevin McAllister ripoff, they don't really explain anything with him other than, I mean, like, they're in a huge, they're very rich. I don't know why they were at, like, they're selling their house because, like, the guy got fired and they don't have the money. And, like, for some reason, these very well-off people are at their open house. I don't know why, but he thinks that the kid stole his doll, which spoiler alert, Travis, it turns out he didn't steal it. Which is good. But as you mentioned, Pete Holmes is in the movie. Chris Parnell is in the movie. And you think, oh, well, one of them is probably the dad. It's not really explained. Like, they lose the kid, and that's their only purpose in the movie. They have five lines in the movie.
So it's a two-daddy situation?
Well, no, neither of those are the dad. They're just there in the driveway. And then at the end of the movie, Andy Daly's there. And you're like, wait, Andy Daly hasn't been in this movie the whole time. Who's he? And he's the dad. I had to look it up on IMDb to find out who the dad was, Travis.
What? Because
it doesn't make any sense. It's a terrible movie. It
sounds like a star-studded cast.
Yeah. Chris Parnell, one scene. Pete Holmes, I think, had two scenes. And Andy Daly's at the end. He's the dad. But, like, you don't give a fuck about any of these people. It's awful. I don't know if it got ruined in editing or what happened, but, like, there's a bunch of dudes, none of which are the dad, and then at the end, Andy Daly's there, and you're like, oh, Andy Daly's the dad.
This sounds like a mess.
It's a mess.
Was there paint cans to the face?
Yes. They set Ellie Kemper on fire. He had, like, a gun that shot billiard balls, which I don't know where he got that. That's not
explained. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it looked like it hurt. But, I mean, like, he didn't make it. Like, he had a gun that shot billiard balls. I don't know where you buy those, Travis.
Oh, so he's just a little asshole rich kid.
Yeah, he's an asshole rich kid. That has a bunch
of weapons to hurt people.
He doesn't really have, like, any scenes where, like, you know, he enjoys himself being home alone. He's home alone, and then people start breaking into his house, and he starts, doing bad stuff to the feet. You know what I'm saying? Like, you make him step on Legos, Travis.
So all of the time spent in the original where he's having fun and enjoying his alone home time is spent on the bandit characters?
Yes. They spend all the time on the bandit characters.
So do you know aftershave moment? No.
Travis... Guts is in the chat. He said Freddy Krueger was an award-winning gardener. Is that true? Did they do a whole lot of backstory on Freddy Krueger?
Freddy's dead. He's doing some gardening when his wife comes in and lips off to him, and then he bashes her head against, like, the clothesline pole.
Oh. Well, that's good. Guys, coming up after the break, we are going to be putting things in Drunk's mouth. Pretty excited about that. Drunk, have you been, like, stretching your lips and stuff and getting ready?
No, I
am. What do you do to prepare? Do you do anything, or you just show up and do it?
You do, like, the opposite of Kegels, but up for your mouth?
No,
you try to loosen it up?
Show up and do my thing. So, can I go a little off subject here?
Yeah.
So, this is kind of referencing the song.
What song? Oh, did you see a movie?
No.
Oh.
Did anybody figure out what the number one sexy song was?
No.
Travis?
I need to do that.
No.
Oh, man. We're horrible. We're horrible hosts.
I got something for you guys. there's a gal on TikTok who swallowed one of her AirPods.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
And she has a voice memo of what it sounded like in her belly. You guys want to hear it?
Yeah, sure.
So you could hear her talking, like, through her belly. Isn't that creepy?
She left herself a message and then played it and recorded it?
Yeah, it was, like, in her. And she's like, hey, let's do a voice memo. And it was still connected
to her. So did they do surgery, or did they just let it pass?
I think she just pooped it. She said she didn't fish it out of her turds, which that's a... act of privilege, isn't it, Travis? If you don't fish your, you'd fish your AirPod out.
And clean it off, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
things are fucking expensive.
Just be flushing AirPods down the toilet. Yeah,
but I'm a cheap fuck, so.
Drunk, I have a pitch for you. I was thinking about...
Was it a restaurant?
So, American Gladiators, they tried to redo American Gladiators.
Loved it in the 80s and 90s.
With Hulk Hogan and Muhammad Ali's daughter.
Layla.
And it didn't really work.
Well, Hulk Hogan's a scoundrel, so...
I don't think he was then, was he?
He's always been a scoundrel.
No, he wasn't.
With their daughters, did you say?
Muhammad Ali's daughter.
Layla Ali. But Hulk Hogan... Hulk Hogan is a scoundrel.
Okay. I thought you were saying Hulk Hogan and Muhammad Ali, both their daughters. But okay, Hulk Hogan and Muhammad Ali's daughter.
Trevor, I have an idea to redo American Gladiators, but I feel like at this point we've done plenty of the athletic feat shows. And I was thinking about, what if we just did American Gladiators as like a competitive eating show? Like have them compete in several different competitive eating things. When they had the thing where they shoot the cannon with the tennis balls. What if the gladiator shoots like a meatball cannon, and you don't win until you catch one of the meatballs in your mouth?
So like man versus food, but with a little bit of violence.
Well, maybe not even violent. It would just be a series of food challenges. Like you put a cake on like a scale, and then you give people a minute, and then you weigh the cake after the minute to see how much cake they ate.
That would be more in line with the American sensibility nowadays, right? Like, make it all about how much shit you can shove in your mouth.
Right, right. And we'll just have a whole bunch of competitive eating events leading up to, at the end, like this huge fat guy, like final boss there that you compete against to see who can eat the most hot dogs or something. Like, that's the final thing.
What would you call, if it's all food... food-based, like your gladiators can't be called like Laser and Taser and Blazer and Jade. Who do you have names for your gladiators?
Beef.
There you go.
The last name's not Jade, it's Michelle.
And then at the end, you Narfle the Garfalk.
So in the chat, they asked how do you swallow something that belongs in your ear. She fell asleep with it and swallowed it in her sleep.
No. What she said is that she had an Advil in one hand.
Oh, that's right.
And an AirPod in the other hand. And she swallowed the rock. I think she just did it for clicks. That's what I think.
Yeah, that's... You don't mistake an AirPod for an Advil.
It goes in your mouth and you go, oh, wait, no. That's not the Advil. You know what I'm saying, Travis?
I don't know how many people actually throw pills down their throat.
Well, especially right? Advil. Like Advils are small. Now, if it was like one of those big ass like horse pill vitamins, I could see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, even that though, you don't just throw it to the back of your throat and you swallow it immediately, right? You put it in your mouth and then you like actively swallow it. So you're gonna know the texture. Of an AirPod is not the same as like one of those giant like fish oil pills.
I would get into her Google history.
Travis knows all about the fish oil
and pills. See if she Googled if I swallow an AirPod, will I?
Let me guess. You also know about the CoQ10, calcium.
I'm limited to my prescriptions. Omeprazole for. So I don't choke on food, a little fish oil, some CBD. I have a whole routine in the morning when I wake up.
You got one of those calendar things, the Monday through Friday?
I'll need one as I get older, I'm sure. But right now I just have them just kind of on the microwave ready to go.
So do you think that if we did the American Gladiator thing with the meatball cannon, do you think it would just be like once you catch a meatball... It's over, or do you think it's a certain amount of meatballs within a given time?
Well, I feel like that was probably something they did on Double Dare, right? Where you catch something like some kind of edible thing in your mouth that they shot out of a cannon. So I don't feel, I mean, you're going to have to pad out this show. So each segment, each challenge is going to have to, you know, take up some time. So I think you're going to have to catch a handful.
You thought of one segment.
Right.
What are you going to do for the next
one? And maybe we do... we do like the thing like you were talking about before with like the cake. You have to eat so much cake in a certain amount of time, and it's just a time challenge. Here's a minute 30 or 2 minutes, and how many meatballs can you catch and eat?
Did you ever do the thing when they threw the Cheeto to you and you caught it?
No.
You don't have good hand-mouth coordination?
No.
Why not? Are you cockeyed?
Sure.
I think it's cockeyed.
Travis.
The two lazy eyes doesn't help either.
Both your eyes are lazy?
Yeah.
He's got a whole lazy
That's the
face.
Problem with America nowadays. There's too many lazy eyes. You get up and go to work in the morning, fix this country.
You got to drink some of those C4 energy drinks, Travis, before you go out there and try to catch meatballs.
See.
What's a C4?
It's like a Red Bull.
Only it's one of the big ones, Travis. Those things probably all are.
So I'm not necessarily behind your American.
Is that a Dollar Tree energy drink?
C4? No, they actually, they've gone up to 250. Like, you know how most of them are $2? C4 is like, nah, fuck you, we're 250.
Fuck, Red Bull's like $4.58.
It's too much. The $2, that's the price point. That's where you keep them at. You go above or below that, you're not sticking with the program.
Well, I guess it just depends on how many fluid ounces you're getting. Yeah. I'll go 2 for $5. I mean.
Yeah. Travis, drunk.
It really does all come down to the fluid ounces.
Yeah. It's not about the caffeine content for you. It's the amount of liquid you get to put in your body.
Right. I don't want one of these itty bitty 8 ounce cans. That'll be gone in a second.
Yeah. A Red Bull can suck a dick. You're still thirsty.
I at least need the 24 ounce can.
Yeah.
I like those little double shots, those 6.5 ounce cans. Like, they're delicious. But
you talk about the Starbucks?
Yeah, the little double shots.
I'll drink two in one sitting.
You got to get your heart checked, fella.
Hey, Guts doesn't think that they could make meatballs that would hold up, like with the acceleration of the can. That's a good point. You think they couldn't do meatballs, Travis?
I bet you they could do impossible meatballs.
You just got to amp up the breadcrumb egg contents to keep them clumped together better. I mean, if you're doing a loose meatball, yeah, of course it's going to fly apart as soon as you shoot it out of the cannon. You know, but if you double down on the breadcrumb egg mixture, I feel like that's going to be a good bond.
Do you think that they could like jerky the meatballs? I mean, they're just show meatballs. You do something to make them harder, Travis, is what I'm saying. I don't know what they do to jerky them. Can you jerky a meatball?
But you could probably, like, coat it with something, right? Like, just after the meatball's made, as you, like, baste it with some sort of edible adhesive.
And now he's saying that they'd have to be frozen, Travis, but that would hurt.
Yeah, and really, I guess, that way. You'd want a little God bit of give in these meatballs because it would hurt either way.
That was my showcase event, Travis, because I remember watching the game in American Gladiators when the gladiator was up on the podium with the tennis ball cannon.
That's the best one.
That's the best one. We have to do that, but we have to do something that like you can catch in your mouth without knocking your teeth out. We'll work.
So no jawbreakers.
Yeah, we'll work on it, guys. Yeah, what we're going to do. Travis, I think we're gonna take a break. We're gonna regroup.
Come back because I mean this was your preliminary idea, right? This is rough outline stages.
Yeah, no. So I'm an idea man, Travis. Once I throw the idea out there, then other people they need to figure out how to make it so. I'm spinning webs.
Yeah. Right?
But, like, once I spin the web, like, you guys need to catch the flies.
So, fuck right. American Gladiators, fuck the food, Game of Thrones themed.
So, go back to actual gladiators.
Yeah.
Fight.
But music. Here's the deal.
No, food, I think.
Here's the deal.
Food has a whole network.
Okay.
There's plenty. I mean, there's the American Ninja Warrior. I mean, like, there's sports, there's the Olympics. We don't have, like a show where at the end you have to try to eat more hot dogs than a really big fat guy.
Yeah, it's called 4th of July Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Yeah, but that's once a year, and it's popular.
It's not that popular. Have you seen the ratings on it?
Not great.
Oh.
That's because people don't know how to watch it, but if we...
It's on ES motherfucking PM, are you kidding me?
If this was a primetime show, and it had a marketing blitz behind it, and you could see it on, like, ABC... People are going to tune in. This could be the next Masked Singer.
ABC is not contributing to the obesity of America. Sorry.
See, Shannon's saying coated in resin, Travis. These are bad ideas. The food needs to be edible. That's important to my American Gladiators food edition. The food, actually, you have to eat the food. You can't have polyurethane coated meatballs.
You gotta play the music again. What are you doing?
I like that theme.
Welcome to American Fattiator.
No, we don't change the name at all, Travis. We keep the name exactly the same. We keep all the same imaging, like the same costumes. Like the big fat guy is gonna be in the red, white, and blue leotard.
And he's gonna have to have like a mullet perm.
But they're just going to be eating food instead. That's my vision for the whole thing. I wonder how much that IP, if they'll give it to me on the cheap.
I would think so. There's a whole Pluto channel.
And what I want is I want them to redo the theme, but I want the bass line to be replaced with a guy chomping, going, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I love it.
Dun, 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 dun. We'll be back.
Wise men say only fools call in, but we can't help but respond to your voicemail.
Hello? Hello.
Dear listener. Hello.
WFOD!
I'm sick of the Rothschilds taking their blood, pedophile money, and using it for their Agenda 21 extermination program, okay? It's Bohemian Grove. They meet about it every year. They have the rituals. It's on tape. Okay, listen. The Bilderbergers. Just looking. The pieces are there. Wake up, sheeple. It's the Freemasons. Working with the Knights Templar, Priory of Sion.
A ruling class of lizard people pulling strings.
Omega lizard people.
A ruling class of lizard people pulling strings.
Omega lizard people.
I don't know if anybody's ever asked you directly, sir, but are you a lizard?
A ruling class of lizard people pulling strings.
Omega lizard people.
Class of lizard people pulling strings.
Safety glasses off, motherfuckers.
Welcome to the Hollywood Beat with your inside source, Drunk. And this week, Drunk talks to Salma Hayek about her new movie, Eternals, in theaters now.
What is an Eternal?
We are not from planet Earth.
Yeah, but what, like, are you?
There's many, many characters that you've never seen before in a superhero movie.
Look, you're very hot. I don't want to be mad at you.
Not just about ethnic backgrounds.
Do you have a power?
You know, sexual orientation.
Never mind. I'll just red box it.
Is now a good time for a flare-up?
I hope your family burns in a house fire, Crohn's.
For adults with moderate to severe Crohn's or ulcerative colitis, Stelara can provide relief and is the only approved medication to reduce inflammation on and below the surface of the intestine and UC.
You getting on that flight?
Fuck you, Crohn's.
Stelara may increase your risk of infection, some serious, and cancer. Before treatment, get tested for TB. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, sores, new skin growths, have had cancer, or if you need a vaccine. RPLS, a rare potentially fatal brain condition, may be possible. Some serious allergic reactions and lung inflammation can occur.
Lasting remission can start with Stelara.
Suck my fucking dick, Crohn's!
Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Travis.
It's nice to hear the return of Drunk's Hollywood Beat. I missed that. I missed that segment.
Well, it hasn't been much Hollywood going on.
Yeah, there's not a lot of EPK content out there, so hopefully that changes going forward.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I like doing those interviews. They're fun.
Guys, I was thinking, why doesn't a company just flood the homeless shelters with branded coats
to use them as like advertisements while they're walking up and down the streets?
Yeah, the homeless people they're on corners.
Like Coach just pitching 1,000 coats, be like, here we go.
Yeah, why doesn't Pepsi Cola just print up like thousands and thousands of Pepsi coats, drop them off at a homeless shelter, so all the homeless are walking around with Pepsi coats?
Not a bad idea.
They pay for billboards alongside the road.
Do you ever look at a homeless person and say they are wearing something branded? And while you're walking down the street or driving your car and you see a homeless person wearing a brand, is that something that makes you want to purchase that brand? Hey, seeing it on a homeless person?
Hey, I should get one of those.
All you're doing is you're putting that logo in people's heads, Travis, is what you're doing. You just say, hey, Pepsi! And so later on...
But then you're associating it with something unsavory. Homelessness.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, okay. I can see what you're
like,
saying.
I like what you're saying because you do want to get your... You want to get your branding out there as much as possible. But I just feel like when you brand something against negative connotations, that it's going to be... in your mind, it's going to be checkmarked as not good.
Pepsi is for homeless people, is what you...
No, right. No publicity is bad publicity, right? Is that how they say it?
Nah, this day
any
age,
publicity is...
Cancel culture.
Good publicity.
The woke mob.
Oh, no, Travis, not the woke mob.
They're coming for us, everybody. Can't say anything anymore in...
Yeah, but wouldn't that make you ultra woke then if you gave away thousands of coats to the homeless?
Yeah, right, Travis? You get woke points.
Yeah, it's
you're
like
a good guy.
Signaling.
You gave him a coat.
Look at our company just shelled out the most minuscule portion of our budget by putting shitty coats on these homeless
Think
people.
Think of all the PR you could go around doing. You go to all the news stations and say, guys, we gave out all these coats.
Wasn't that great of us?
Right. You could do that, and then people will see the Pepsi coat on a homeless and be like, fuck, those Pepsi good guys. I saw that on the news.
And you have to make sure that the company itself doesn't draw attention to it. It's got to be, you know, secretly leaked to the mainstream media
sure.
to get
you,
in front
you
of the right people.
You can't tell the media about it. You have to just let it leak.
Hey, media, I got a scoop.
And the media could be like, have you noticed there's a lot of Pepsi coats on the homeless lately? Well, we know why. Elliot Davis has the report, right? Drunk Elliot Davis.
Fuck that guy.
He went undercover as a homeless to ask him. He'd be like, oh, Pepsi gave me my coat.
No, Elliot Davis wouldn't be the guy doing that story because you didn't pay for it. You have to pay for it for Elliot Davis to do the story.
Travis, occasionally, there is a game that we like to play. We learned long ago that Drunk is incredible at this game.
He's got a very specific talent.
And the way the game is played is I go to a local establishment and I purchase an odd number of items. And we blindfold Drunk and we put him in his mouth. And just by putting it in his mouth, he has to tell us what the item is. Drunk.
The track record is quite amazing. If you go back and listen to archived episodes, you'll see how good he is.
I checked, Drunk. I haven't updated the website from the last time we did it in July, but you were 50 for 58 at that time before the last time. And
so what is that in percent, Travis?
It's like 85%, 89%. I don't know.
So I guess...
It's pretty high.
To be?
I'm
not one of those math guys or anything, but I'd say you do a pretty good job at this.
50 for 58 lifetime is pretty good. It's 86%, Drunk. I looked. So,
it's better than a baseball player.
Do you guys want to play? It'll be fun, right? We'll do our thing. We'll play the game. Drunk, you have your blindfold.
Yeah, and in the chat, you guys.
I do, but can I hear the song first?
In the chat, you guys can chip in and say, you know, do you think he'll get these items?
Okay, so there's five items that go in Drunk's mouth. What's in Drunk's mouth does have a theme song. This is that theme song.
There's no time to waste. Drunk's heartbeat quickens. Despite his gentle reputation, he is also a hard man. Compassionate, loving, funny, strong, and handsome.
So let's put things in his mouth.
What's in the drunkard's mouth? Won't you tell me what is in his mouth? What's in the drunkard's mouth? Won't you tell me what is in his mouth?
Let me tell you why this game makes me nervous. It's not what... I'm nervous that mice will stick something in my mouth that I don't want to be in my mouth.
That's why?
No, it's not. My worry is failure. Because I've already set the bar so high that if I get too wrong, I look like a damn fool.
Well, and it's because you're not worried about what Mike puts in your mouth because we've done this so often now that you know this is a safe space for
right,
you.
Right, absolutely.
You can't tarnish this game.
So that I have no worry about. My worry is not going 5 for 5 every time because that's just the bar I have set for myself.
That's because you have the spirit of a sportsman.
So... If you guys are watching the live stream, you can see the items being listed at the bottom of the screen. That's a bonus, Travis, to the visual element of our program now.
For years we've done this thing, and we have only a handful of times used video.
Correct? Now there's one in particular, Travis,
that I think if Drunk gets it right, like, we just can't play this game anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, we'll retire it.
So you think I'm going to go 4 for 5?
Well,
I have confidence in you on this item. It's a strange item.
It's a strange item, Drunk. I don't know how you could get it. It would be amazing if you did.
Okay.
So
I'm guessing you're going to save that for last?
Maybe not.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe I'll throw it in the middle just to be silly.
Fair enough.
But, you know, some of the items that he's gotten wrong over the years, Charles, are not the ones we would expect him to. Like, he got padlock, or he got a combination lock wrong. He got pumpkin wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So you never really know.
I don't remember pumpkin. Did you just like have a spoonful of canned pumpkin that you put in there?
No, was it I got a little pumpkin.
That was called. Like a plastic, like decorative little thing pumpkin that you put on your table.
Okay.
Little pumpkin.
So no real theme, Drunk. It's just 5 random items. Trevor, should I start easy and get harder, or what should I do?
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. Let's build up to it.
Okay. So Drunk, are you ready? All right, we're going to go with the first item, Drunk. It's going in your mouth.
That's a clothespin.
Travis, he said clothespin.
Clothespin. Survey says?
Drunk, you are correct. It was a clothespin. Okay. Second item.
Mike is approaching the Drunkard STL with the second item. He is feeding it to him, sliding it in his mouth. Drunk is checking the item with his mouth. The forensic expert, mouth man, feeling it. He's feeling around. Oh, he's got to paint the tree a little more. He's painting the tree. Oh, he's down there. And at the end, feeling the end, he's got to squeeze it a little. He's making up his mind to decide if he knows what it is.
You want it back in your mouth?
He's got to get it.
He opened his mouth back up, Travis.
One more attempt. He's taking it in the end again. Is he going to chew?
Can you flip?
Spinning it around the other end. This end seems a little harder than the other end.
Okay, I think I know what it is. Maybe.
Okay.
He's unsure. He's unsure. He wants a minute.
One of those, like, balls that you put in the tank of your toilet.
Drunk, I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's a turkey baster, Drunk. It's a turkey baster.
See, this was one I would have thought.
I thought
1,000% he would have gotten.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
You said, it is the strange ones.
Okay. Item number
one for
three.
One for one,
Travis. Item number three.
Come on, you can redeem yourself. Come out on the positive end of this, buddy.
Drunkard is taking the land. His mouth. Been around. Maybe he's trying to get a little of the taste. Oh, what does it taste like? He's thinking. Is it chewy? Is it chewy? Oh, no. It's not chewy. But this, what is this sensation?
Huh? It's amazing that he can, like, rotate it chewy in his mouth. Without my help.
I bet he can tie a cherry stem without touching it.
Wait, flipping it up.
Travis, in the chat, Gut says that this is violating the Twitch terms of service.
Oh, he needs it. His mouth is wide open.
You want it back in?
He wants it inserted back in his mouth.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a hair pick.
Yeah.
Drunk, you're back in a positive
here. Baby.
It's
back,
a,
baby.
It's a hair pick.
Two for three.
Okay, Travis.
My heart is swelling with pride.
You're proud of your boy here.
That's right. I'm confident he's going to go two for two on these last two.
You know, Travis, for a while, I was trying to only pick items that would fit comfortably in his mouth. But it seems like I get bigger items and he just works it out.
Well, that's the thing, know? Because when you had the items that he could just take the whole thing in his mouth, when he would just be able to like submerge it in there and jostle it around, he'd get those every time. So you need bigger items to challenge him.
So like the fellas, yeah, like they get the sounding kit and they stick things in their pee hole. And over time, you can just get bigger and bigger things in your pee hole if you keep working up to it. So in a lot of ways, Drunk's mouth is kind of like a pee hole. Okay, Drunk's got his mouth open. He's ready for the fourth item.
Item number four. Drunk is ready for insertion. Mike is inserting. This one I feel like he's going to have to keep a hand close to in order to let Drunk get the full experience of this item. He's going to actually have to guide the thing in his mouth. In order for Drunk to...
A coffee mug?
Drunk, it is a coffee mug.
Good job, Drunk.
Now, this is the one that I'm...
This is the one.
...wondering about, Travis. Is he going to be able to get this? This is a challenge. This is weird. This is an unusual item.
This is a strange item. It's a very complicated pattern.
But yeah, we'll go for it here.
Let's do it.
Travis, we'll see.
He is ready.
Are you ready?
The champion is ready.
Travis, what way should I put this in his mouth? Like
the way you're holding it towards him first.
Like a
yep, first. Whoop, yep, like do that. Do okay. That first. Shaking it around like a bone. There you go. That's exactly what I was going to say. Feed him that. Yep. Now let him run the length.
You got to run the length, Drunk?
Okay. Run the length. There you go.
Well, he's on the other side now.
He's on the other side. He's taking the length on the back side.
Oh.
Make sure he's able to run the length all the way down.
You run the length, Drunk?
And all the way back up. I really hope everybody's watching this on video. It's not going to play the same on the podcast.
Is it a bubblegum dispenser?
Take that blindfold off, son.
Have a bubblegum drug.
Amazing. Amazing talent.
Guys, it was a miniature bubble gum machine is what it was.
I hope everybody had confidence in this man because I always have confidence. 4 for 5, still on top of the world.
Man, turkey baster.
Yeah,
let me see this thing.
Turkey baster. Drunk, it's a turkey baster.
One thing that newer listeners need to know about this game, too, is because Drunk is a champion, he gets the choice on which of these items he wants to take home.
Yeah, Drunk, what do you want to take home?
I try not to chew.
Are you going
to
take them all home?
No, I'll take the coffee mug.
You're going to take the coffee mug? You're not going to take the turkey baster?
No, I have one.
Oh.
Of the few things I have in my apartment, the turkey baster is one of them.
By the way, I had a couple pieces of that gum. It's real gross.
That's not good.
It's not good gum.
It's not good gum.
If it's preloaded into a novelty gum dispenser, it's not going to be good gum. You got to play the theme song for the outro?
Oh, you may play it again?
Play it out. You got to play it out.
Wow, okay. That's not the right button. This is the right button.
There's no time to waste. Drunk's
heartbeat quickens. Despite his gentle reputation, he is also a hard man. Compassionate, loving, funny, strong, and handsome.
So let's put things in his mouth.
Tell me what is in his mouth. What's in the drunkard's mouth? Won't you tell me what is in his mouth?
Travis, I have a preacher lady. She told a pretty interesting story. She's selling some $25 DVDs with free shipping and handling of her like doomsday preacher stuff.
Oh, perfect. Did you buy some?
I was thinking about it. Her name's Sharon Gilbert. You heard of Sharon Gilbert?
I have not.
Is that the chick from Roseanne?
Is that Sharon Gilbert?
That's Sarah Gilbert.
Oh,
my bad.
Pretty close. I want to play a little bit of this for you, Travis. It gets better as time goes on, but this is interesting. I was wondering what you thought of it.
After Derek and I got married, one night, this other Derek appears in our bed. The real Derek is lying down next to me.
Okay, so Derek's there.
Other Derek sits right up out of it.
Oh, boy. So there's two Derek's.
It startled me. I knew that was not Derek. And so I asked this critter, who are you?
Critter?
Because he clearly wanted to have sexual relations.
Relations, of course he did.
Yeah.
And I said, he said, come on, I'm your husband. I said, who are you?
Derek.
And he had the nerve to claim to be Ahasuerus. Xerxes. Well,
which one's Xerxes? Is that God?
He's the shit in his face that beat up all the 300 guys.
So he's like a conqueror.
Yeah, conqueror. Okay. Conqueror.
Other Derek seriously wanted to invite me to use my free will to do something that was going to pull me away from God. So this
why didn't you
wake
up
time,
Derek?
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, Derek, this other Derek is trying to fuck me, right?
Yeah, Derek Xerxes is here.
I knew he was really desperate. And I asked him again, who are you? He told me the same answer, and I said, I am not going with you. This was an internal dialogue. Finally, I said, I've had enough. In my mind, I reached up. I grabbed his face.
Grabbed other Derek's face, Xerxes' face,
oh,
Travis.
Oh. Can I make a prediction?
Yeah.
Does she take his face off?
Oh.
And I said, yeah. You are a liar. And Jesus is real. And I pulled that face off. And beneath it was a reptile.
Lizard man, Travis!
The fucking lizard people were in her bedroom.
Trying to pretend like it was his husband so they could fuck her.
Listen, what's this broad look like? Because the way she's making it seem is Xerxes the lizard man was desperate to get in her pants.
She has like a short boy haircut, Travis. She's an elderly woman.
She didn't say if this was a recent thing or not.
Like if she went to Sam's Club, Travis, she would argue about putting a mask on, probably.
So is Xerxes like Beelzebub, or?
I think Xerxes, he's a conqueror.
Well, you know who, like, Beelzebub is, right?
Is the devil.
No, Beelzebub's like the devil's like right hand man.
I thought Beelzebub was the devil.
No, Satan is.
I thought he just had a different name.
Yeah, so is Lucifer.
Like he, if he's down in Texas, he's Beelzebubba.
Yeah,
no.
It's like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's all one thing.
Okay,
Beelzebub, okay. Lucifer, and Satan are like the unholy Trinity.
Gotcha.
It's not done yet.
Oh, and he had little creatures with him this time. He brought these little halfling creatures, and they looked like, I don't know, gargoyles. They were very reptilian as well. So beneath that face of Derek.
I love gargoyles.
So she took Derek's face off.
Are they
off.
Gargoyles or are they reptiles?
Dude, you know gargoyles on Disney Plus?
Yeah, but these are little gargoyles, Doug. It's like his minions.
But
I tell you my favorite gargoyle?
They're all going to fuck her, Travis.
Goliath?
You see Gremlins 2?
The new batch?
When the gremlin gets like injected with the stuff and he becomes like a bat thing. And then he goes to attack the old man plow driver from the first one and his wife. And he ends up in the concrete and then he flies up on the building. And then he hardens while he's sitting on the building and becomes a gargoyle.
Did the gremlins want to fuck, Travis?
It's all gremlins.
I think some of
all gremlins want to do, right?
Yeah.
Was a reptilian serpentine creature, probably similar to what was visiting the Anasazi.
Wow.
Well, the Bible says.
Oh, wow.
That's a terrible place to cut it off. I want to know what the Bible says about lizard people trying to fuck you.
Well, did she ever get to the conclusion of the story? Like, yeah, okay. The other Derek. Sitting in her bed while the other Derek was sleeping, wants to get in her pants.
Yeah, I mean, how does this story end? Like, do they kick him out of bed and like push him down the stairs, and like he runs off into the night?
Right. She just says, "No way, Xerxes! I'm going to tear your face off." Oh shit! You got a bunch of little minions with you. I reach for Jesus, but what? Then what?
So then they took a cigarette lighter and they caught the little. The little creatures on fire, but then they climbed the drapes, set the drapes on fire, Travis. It was awful.
Oh, and that's how she explained how her husband burned to death while he was sleeping.
Would that be an act of God, Travis, like on your insurance claim?
I would, yeah. Oh, Xerxes is in your room wearing the face of Derek? Yeah, of course.
Drunk, let me ask you a question. You got what you'd say? It's like a pick of the week? Something
sure.
Like
this drunk's pick of the week. I noticed it this week. Tiger King 2 has started again on Netflix.
I'll tell you, I've watched a couple of them.
I will get to that here probably next week or so.
And so far what it is like they say, okay, this is how this person was affected by Tiger King season 1.
Right, that's what the synopsis kind of looks like.
Oh, they're doing lots of cameos. And that's what it is, pretty much.
Yeah.
So then season 3 will be all about how season 2 affected
their life. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then eventually when we get to the season, like half these people are going to be dead of drug overdose or poisoning or something.
Right.
And then, you know... after the show, I have 2022 ideas.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Show ideas for 2022.
Oh. So we're going to We're going to talk about that after the show.
After the show.
Your ideas are percolating?
Yeah.
Travis.
I like it. Yeah.
Travis. Pick of the week, Mike?
Yeah, Travis is. I was going back and forth on this, but
Travis, my pick of the week is bad, so I should do mine first so that you can close it.
Okay, go ahead.
I got Polynesian sauce at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah,
it's good. It tastes like the Arby's Red Ranch sauce. You know the sauce they used to put on beef and cheddars.
No.
Yeah, they don't have anymore.
It's called Arby's sauce.
Yeah, no Arby's sauce. They did not put on the beef
Arby's
cheddars.
Sauce. They put
Red Ranch. On the beef and cheddars. Polynesian sauce tastes like that. It's awesome. So Chick-fil-A Polynesian sauce.
That's I'm never going to go with Home Sweet Home Alone.
No, that movie is awful. Guys, look.
I've never eaten at a Chick-fil-A.
if you hear this, and I've convinced you to not watch Home Sweet Home Alone, please message me and just say, I'm not going to watch it because you told me it was really bad. And that will mean the world to me. Like, that will make all of this worth it if I've convinced anyone to not watch it. Because it guys, sucks.
Travis, here's the
trick. I can counterpoint that, I own a bunch of Disney stock. So if you guys could just, like, autoplay Home Sweet Home Alone.
Guys, Disney's doing just fine. They don't need your fucking click.
Their stock is down like $50
guys,
in the last
that movie made me hate movies. You know what? You know what I said last week about how, like, Charles Band, because, like, he's making kind of low budget things, like, it probably encourages more people to try to make movies because, like, they kind of see behind the curtain and they can kind of see, hey, I could probably do that. Like, this movie, like, just made me say, well, nothing I could make is dumber than this. And Disney gave these people money. Yeah, like, the guy who wrote this is one of the Saturday Night Live guys.
Do you remember when they said, when Disney Plus acquired Fox, and they were all, everybody was all jacked up, and Disney was all jacked up because they were going to revisit the Home Alone franchise, and this is what they put out? Because it can't be good, because there's, like, no mentions of it anywhere on social media. And you would think a Home Alone movie would absolutely be at the forefront if it was even slightly okay to
just
watch.
Okay.
Well, they made a bunch of Home Alone sequels with other kids that nobody paid attention to, like, in the era of
bad
DVD and stuff. But this one, like,
Three wasn't bad. I think Three was the one with the kid had the remote control car. That wasn't terrible.
But like, this one, for whatever reason, like, I saw the trailer and it seemed like people were saying, oh, this one might be pretty good. As the Jojo Rabbit kid in it. You know, not the main kid, but the fat kid with the glasses. And by the way, that's the other thing, is, like, he's British, but, and his mom is British, but, like, the two brothers, Pete Holmes and Chris Parnell, aren't British. And Andy Daly, I don't even think he has a line. He's just sitting at the kitchen table. But, like, he's a kid.
All right. Let Travis get his pick of the week.
Travis' pick of the week, bud?
Travis' pick of the week this week is a new Nicolas Cage movie called Prisoners of the Ghostland, now streaming exclusively on Shudder and probably video on demand. This movie is, let me give you the synopsis of it. It is a captured bank robber is conned into putting on a bomb suit by a weird warlord in a place called Samurai Town in order to have Nicolas Cage go and find his runaway granddaughter. That is the synopsis. But this movie is not that at all. This batshit crazy, makes no sense, pacing problem motion picture is just visual vomit. Like, there is so much going on. And it was a half hour into the movie and I was like, what is happening? And what am I watching? And I was like, I didn't know if I was going to finish it. But the more I got into it, the more I was, like, in love with this weird... There's a scene towards the end, in the climax, where Nicolas Cage all of a sudden has a sword for a hand, and he has to sword fight a samurai to the death.
Huh.
This thing is cuckoo fucking bananas. I don't even know. You have to watch it for yourself. There's a group of people who think that time itself is causing the destruction of their town. So there's, like, seven dudes with a giant rope connected to a giant second hand on a clock, holding it back, like, so as to stop time from moving.
Because this one clock doesn't go?
Yeah, so
that stops time?
That means time doesn't move, so that means their city won't get destroyed. This movie is...
So is the clock that they're holding, is it hooked up to a bomb?
This clock is at the top of a staircase.
It's actually a giant clock.
Necklace. almost like a top of a temple, and they're just holding this rope while all these guys are standing on the stairs. And all they do all day, all night, this specific people are hold the second hand back from moving because they don't want the second hand to move forward and destroy their town. Huh. This movie is fucking crazy. Nick Cage doesn't get to be Looney Tunes Nick Cage too much. He's just kind of like the badass guy in this thing, but all around him are wackadoo.
I feel like when there's about 30 Nicolas Cage movies that have come out in the last couple of years that I keep hearing are great, and I haven't seen any of them. Like, I keep hearing about these great Nicolas Cage movies.
When this movie, when the warlord grabs Nicolas Cage out of whatever holding cell he's in,
does he have a sword for a hand at this point?
He's wearing a sumo diaper, Nicolas Cage is, and they got him in shackles. They bring him out to the city street where all of these Japanese schoolgirls and these weird cowboys and all these samurais are standing around. And this is where he's pitching him on putting the bomb suit on so he can go find his granddaughter. So what's happening is these Japanese schoolgirls start to sing a song. And it's like this weird, chanty Japanese song. And then the warlord and all of the cowboys and samurais join in singing this song while Nicolas Cage takes off his sumo diaper. And these girls are sketching him, and they're like so impressed by the size of his dong that they stop what they're doing to resketch the dong. It's Prisoners of a Ghostland. Watch it.
I don't know what the fuck you just said, kid. Pretty special.
Guys, I think we did it. Travis,
I love you, man. I'm Joe Bannon.
Travis.
Welcome to American Fatiators.
Hey, did Prisoners of a Ghostland have a horse in it, Travis?
I was trying to think of that earlier when you did the does this have a horse in it, and I want to say no horse.
Huh. Okay. We'll see everybody next week. Right, Drunk? Next week.
Happy Thanksgiving, you filthy dirt mongers.
Oh, this was a holiday episode, right, Travis?
Yeah.
Go, 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 go.
Yeah, and I hope all these bums out there listening to the show have a good holiday.
Get in your hand, turkeys, buttholes.
Listening to this installment of WFOD. If you enjoyed it, subscribe, share it with a friend. Hey, consider supporting the show on Patreon at patreon.com/WFODix. Follow us at twitch.tv/WFODshow or youtube.com/user/WFODix. Should figure out a way to make that better. Leave us a voicemail at 636-487-4263 or email travis@wfodix.com with comments, questions, guest suggestions, or whatever. Thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Amanda, Val, Brian, and Liquid. Also, a special thank you to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio for the music we used this week. Visit WFOD Show for more. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
sound show, bro. Sound show.
You bet.
I should have known it's over.
Well,